We were just chatting about the workforce stress dilemma and this stress productivity shortfall that is hitting so many companies, and some that are in the most danger are restaurants during all of this. The Seiberg family of restaurants has, you know, adapted so well, good friends of mine, but I know it's hard filling those positions, and they, you know, they had to move things out to the curb, you know, and adapt in many ways. And our next guest knows and coaches restaurants in many different ways. But what you're chatting about right now is how to talk to your employer about your mental health. Welcome, Carrie Luxem.
Thank you. Paul, did you say you don't have HR? I've got you.
Yes.
Okay, I've got your back.
I knew I had HR in my consciousness because I just read it about you, CEO of Restaurant HR.
Okay,
group.
Very good.
Well, we're kind of a new radio station.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, so we're small. We have HR. It's just we aren't going to get called in there right now.
Well, I was just going to say you have me, so you have HR. You're good, Paul.
We have you.
You have me.
Wonderful.
Excellent.
Well, so what are you telling your people about this? About, you know, I think there's a fear, right, to talk to your employer about your mental health.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, I spend a lot of my time talking to the employer and you know, because the reality is, I mean, I can talk to employees and I do have my own employees that, you know, obviously have their own lives and things, but, you know, giving direction to somebody on how to talk to their employer, you know, the reality is everybody's different. All these employers are different, and some people are just no nonsense. They don't want to hear it, you know, that kind of a thing. But I mean, definitely as an employee, you know, depending on who your employer is, you know, if you have a great relationship with them, and you certainly want to talk to them if you're having any kind of issue. You know, you could talk to HR, you could consult with a colleague, you can talk to one of the leaders, you know, talk about some things that are bothering you or whatever. But really what I like to do is really focus on, you know, just everybody should remember, whether you're a manager, you're a colleague, you're the restaurateur, you're a business owner, you're a radio host, it's important to remember you never know exactly what somebody is going through in their life. Mm. You know, somebody's going through something that you may not understand. And your employees, especially in this time with everything going on, with coming off of the pandemic and now it seems to be rearing up again, people are being bombarded with waves of depression and battling anxiety and high levels of stress and mental illness and, you know, thoughts of suicide or alcoholism or substance abuse. And unfortunately, you know, there's sometimes there's no way to detect what somebody is going through. So what I like to do is tell managers who are so influential in people's lives and employers and leaders, you've got to first and foremost care about people as people, not just somebody coming in serving sandwiches for you. And you can't, somebody has a bad day and you automatically want to discipline them or you want to fire them. And, you know, it starts with genuinely caring about people and their health and their well-being. And when people know that you care about them and they know they're a person to you, those employees are going to feel much more comfortable opening up to you when they do have a problem. I think communication is so important, starting the dialogue. You know, we can choose as employers, as managers, to learn more about the devastating diseases and learn more about the signs that somebody's in trouble or they're not feeling themselves or if they're depressed. And, you know, I am no expert in mental health or depression, but I care about people. I, you know, I'm very empathetic. I like to know if I've been working with my team, whether someone started with me 6 months ago or been with me for 5 years, if something is off, I'm not going to ignore it. I'm going to talk about it. And I think that is key. And if you want employees that are going to open up to you and be honest with you and be productive for you, you've got to kind of put that comfort out there through caring about them and communicating. And I think that comes with modeling healthy behavior. You know, sometimes people, whether it's your colleagues or, you know, one of your peers or somebody that's an overachiever or the supervisors or the leaders, they glamorize work, you know, working all the time and being stressed out is how you have success. And, you know, it's so true. And, you know, some people do get a lot of energy and excitement and operate in that way, but some people don't. And people are very introverted and people are very extroverted. Maybe that extroverted, amazing employee on your team, they need some time to recharge. That doesn't mean they're not a great employee. So I think it's changing the mindset of how we lead people. And again, leadership, is it's not just about the owner or the CEO of the company. You can lead somebody and be their peer, you know, and help them and coach them. I think
you care about them. Be their leader, but still show that you care about them. And I guess we all are motivated a little differently. We're all a little bit different in a way, you know, so you can't just put that blanket over, suck it up, come on, stress gets it done.
Me, I mean, and honestly, we've all been there. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm like, we're working hard, you know, and but sometimes you've gotta just slow down a little bit and understand that, again, everybody's life is different. And maybe I'm really in a great mental place right now, but maybe, you know, somebody passed away in my family and maybe that took me to a level that made me really unhappy, or, you know, maybe somebody has, you know, been sober for 3 years and they're coming around this turn and something tragic is gonna happen and they might just take this turn. And if you really, truly, genuinely care about the people that you're around in your business or in your social circle, you're going to identify when you see something a little off. And you know, maybe you're not going to identify it. And you know, you're not going to be able to exactly clearly see what the problem is. But yeah. I think just if you're a genuinely good person and you kind of put that safe, that safety around being able to, my team, when they're feeling, I mean, we're in HR, we're supporting restaurants, we're coming off of a really tough year, restaurants are stressed out, my team gets very stressed out, I get stressed out, and we openly talk about it. And when you need time off, you take time off, because there's no sense in continuing to go if you're not going to be in a good space mentally, you know?
Yeah, so, I think what you're saying as well, this isn't all you're saying, but you're saying it's good business. It's good business.
It absolutely, and it's being a good human. And it's being a good human. You know, what's your legacy going to be? Oh my gosh, I sold the most burgers, or I helped people. You know, I made a difference in people's lives. And so I do think it's that. But I think going back to your very original question about how can employees kind of address this? You know, I think you've got to, it's so easy for me to say, go talk to your employer, be honest. But that advice doesn't always work, because I don't know who people are working for. Are they good people or not, or do they care about this stuff, or do they think it's hogwash or whatever? But I think but there are a ton, especially in my industry, there's a ton of resources out there. You know, over the past several years, you know, the industry, and I think the world in general, has really become more aware of how life in business can impact employees. And there's a lot of amazing organizations that have been, you know, that are popping up. And, you know, there's places that are called like Chefs with Issues. I think this is now a private group on Facebook. There's an organization called Ben's Friends and Big Table, and all these small, these small restaurateurs or people in the industry that see what an epidemic some of the alcoholism and substance abuse can be in this industry, and they're taking action and they're doing stuff. So seek out those places. And then some places that aren't really restaurant specific, you know, National Suicide Prevention Hotline, or, you know, some of these crisis hotlines or counselors, or if your company maybe has an employee assistance program, or if you've got a great HR department, talk to those people. And maybe you don't know what you want to or what you need. Try to think about, you know, what is it that you think you need some time off, or you just need somebody to talk to. I like to think that most people are good people and they want to help, but just find the right person. Or if you don't feel comfortable, you know, so I think what happens, Paul, is sometimes people fear like their dynamic's going to change at work, or they're going to be fired, or something is going to happen if they say, I have a problem, I need time off, I, you know, whatever it is.
That's,
and
the
so
fear.
there are other avenues, you know, there's other things that you can do. And again, it's a quick search of, you know, go online and do a quick search of counselors or, you know, employee assistance programs, ask your company if they have those kind of programs, and hopefully that will be helpful.
Well, talking to Carrie Logsdom, CEO, Restaurant HR Group, it's Paul and Katie on News Talk STL 101.9. You wrote Restaurant Operators HR Playbook. What would you say, you know, great way to look out and kind of show up for yourself as an employee in these you know, traumatic times to try to work on your mental health. What about the other way down? From the employer's perspective, you got the EAPs that are vastly underutilized. What can employers do to help in that respect?
To help employees?
Yeah. Anything?
You know, yeah, I think... Yeah, I think they can, again, I think it just goes down to fundamentally communicating well, training their leaders and their managers on how to build a great culture, how to have success with problematic employees, how to take an underperformer and turn them into a productive member of the team. So it takes a lot of training where there are bigger issues or things that are sort of out of their realm of expertise when it comes to like mental illness and things like that. Again, utilizing these resources. You know, if somebody needs something from me that I can't offer to them, if somebody is feeling really bad, they need a counselor, we'll do everything that we can to help them find the resources. So I think it goes back to the core belief. You've got to really care deeply about your people as you would somebody that you're, you know, like I care about my team the way I care about my family. Okay, maybe that's exactly the same, but you know, it's like that. Like I want my people to be happy people outside of work. So I train my leaders the right way. I provide resources if you need some sort of guidance and that sort of thing. We constantly talk to each other. I think communication, Paul and Katie, are very big, 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 big issues in most businesses. It's like, it's the key, it's fundamental thing for success, but it lacks sometimes. Why? Everybody's running around the world crazy busy. We're all trying to figure out our mask mandates and we're trying to sell burgers and we're trying to, you know, pour coffee, and you just kind of forget to communicate well. You sort of assume everybody is on the same page with everything. So I think sometimes just sitting back as an employer, taking a really good look at where things are. I sit here talking about this so passionately, Paul. I've messed this up big time in my growth. You know, I remember 5 years ago, I'm like, I am growing my company and this is amazing. And everybody is just going to be so happy because there's nothing but opportunity for them to grow and make more money. And before I knew it, I turn around and everybody's leaving and stressed and undertrained. And I'm like, wait, what just happened here? You know, and it was a hugely valuable lesson to me.
Yeah.
That people don't just care about the same thing I care about in the moment, you know?
Wow,
and so,
you said it.
So I think
it's hard probably as someone who owns a business or a manager high up, when you encounter an employee that doesn't seem as excited about the growth and revenue as you are. They're a good employee, but they're not as excited. I'm sure there's a judgmental feeling that comes like, well, then we don't have time for you, buddy.
Yeah, I think that's another thing I've learned throughout the years, Paul, is like, why would somebody else care as much about my business as I do? It's my business.
My business.
Why would somebody else, you know, it's my business. So I come to the realization I have amazing people on my team, but why would I expect that they're going to like work it at the same level that I am, you know, or whatever. And so I think it's just really as an employer, kind of thinking about your expectations, understanding everybody's not the same, really, again, just remembering that you don't know what's going on in someone's life. And it could be you have a brand new employee and you don't know them yet, or you have a 10-year employee that maybe isn't opening up about something really tragic going on. Maybe they're getting a divorce, or maybe who knows? You don't know what's going on in people's lives. And so you just kind of have to understand that first and foremost, and then try to build these emotional connections. I always like to say, like, you know, great leadership really hinges on building emotional connections and being a good person. Because if you want to influence people have to trust you, you know? And so if you can make that connection with people, you want to get the results you want. If they trust you, they believe in you, they know you care about them in their heart, genuinely know it, they're going to come to you when they're having problems. They're going to tell you when it's too much, you know? And so I think that is my advice to operators. Is it easy? Absolutely not. Is not easy. It is not easy to lead a team of people or to build a company or to, you know, build a radio station or, you know, like the things you guys are doing. All this stuff isn't easy. But in the long run, you know, if you don't take care of people, especially in the industry I am, I'm in the restaurant industry, but it's really the people business. Everything we do is about people.
It's not just food, it's people, Carrie. That's what you're talking about.
it's about people. You can have great burgers, but if a bunch of unhappy people are serving them, it's not going to work out very well.
People are going to get sick and all of that. Well, just really good points. Carrie Luxem, CEO, Restaurant HR Group. You said it best. That is so cool. About people, emotions, communications. How can we get a hold of you or see what you've got you're up to now?
My website is, I have Restaurant HR Group is my outsourcing service. And then I, Carrie Luxem is kind of my personal brand. And I'm on LinkedIn and all the other social platforms. Cool. So come by and say hi. And it was really fun to hang out with you guys today. I really appreciate you having me on your show.
Absolutely. Have a great weekend, Carrie.
Thank you.
Really enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Oh, man. She's like octane. And, you know, she did a little tip of the hat to you. Building a radio station, Katie. I could see you kind of go, oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay.